Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. I just wanted to know, I don't know if Minister Renee is on the line, so right now we have a few technical difficulties, so we may not be able to get over to opening up your line, but in the meantime, while we're trying to figure that out, because I know she had some stuff to do tonight, and I'm very excited about what she was working on, so she may be on the line, but the reality of it is right now, I'm not able to see it, and so we're going to continue on for a minute or so until we can check and see if she's on the line. And then, of course, we could turn it over to Minister Celia Kice, who has been faithful, I mean, oh, so faithful on Monday nights. Her and Minister Kice are just really obeying God and making sure that not only is are they working in a type of mindset and dedication and loyalty that says to put family first, but they're also realizing that in order to put family first, you have to put God first. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men into him. God, we look to the hills for what cometh our help, because we know that our help comes from the Lord. We thank you, God, that wherever we go, that you're with us. God, we meditate on your word day and night. We hide your word in our hearts, God. So thank you for your word. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We thank you that your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. God, we thank you that your word is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it, God. That's why we pray your word. We stand on your word, God. We trust in your word. God, we thank you for your word. We glorify you, God, to teach us how to pray your word so that we will know that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. And yea, through I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God is your word, your word, your word, from Genesis to Revelation. We thank you for your word. Teach us how to obey your word. Teach us how to walk in your love. Teach us how to walk in obedience, God. Teach us how to walk in love. That unconditional love that you show us constantly. That unconditional love that, God, we can't be without. That unconditional love, God, that causes us to obey you even when we don't understand. For we will lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we'll acknowledge you, God. We'll enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. God, we want to be that person that when you said that we needed to walk in the Spirit, for they that are worshipers of you, God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Teach us your Spirit, God, your Holy Spirit. Teach us how to hear him. Teach us how to obey him. Teach us how to understand how to be so connected to him until it's like breathing. The things that we desire to do, the things that we do, it's like breathing because it will be connected to you, God, so that we would be able to live a life that says, not my will, but your will be done, Father God. Be it unto me according to your word, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for forgiveness. God, on today we ask you to minister to Apostle Sandra Thomas, God. Give her her heart's desire. Bless her in the city and bless her in the field. Make her the head and not the tail, God. A lender and not a borrower. God, you said you are a miraculous God and that we will see miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you for the miraculous of God. Will be manifested through and in Apostle Sandra Thomas. We thank you, God, for blessing Minister Sylvia Kaiser to be able to see her 12th birthday this year, God. It's such an honor to be able to say that she made it to the 12th year, two numbers and add them together. God, we thank you for many having made it to that age. God, we thank you for even some that have made it to that age are not in their right mind. So we thank you for it. We ask you, God, that you would heal her from her head to her toe, from her inside out, God. Give her the desires of her heart. God, teach her how to love you even the more every day of her life. Teach her how to be nothing but an oracle for God. For when she's an oracle for you, God, everything else is nothing. Why is it nothing? Because when she's an oracle for you and walking in obedience, God, you'll bless her in the city and bless her in the field. You'll make her the head and not the tail. Her vats will overflow, God. You'll make her a lender and not a borrower. My God, I thank you for the faithfulness that you've given her to walk in the ministry that you've assigned her. And that, God, she will pray without ceasing because your word says so. And that she will fret not for evildoers. We thank you for that. We thank you that she lays aside every weight that will so easily beset her. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to pray for her on this day. That's her birthday. And we honor you, God, for the day that you've given her. And God, I thank you for Minister Brandon as he embarks on this lifelong commitment, God, that you will cause him to love his wife like Christ loves the church, and that you will cause him to be the head of his household, to love his wife, that they will honor one another, that they will respect one another, but most of all, God, that he'll always keep you first. And when you're first, everything else will come, work, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, ahead and not the tail. In his marriage, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, ahead and not the tail. A lender, not a borrower. Walking in the wisdom of God. Walking in the power and the yoke-destroying anointing of God. Walking in the miraculous of God. Able to lay his hands on the sick and they shall recover. In the name of Jesus. Langston Hughes did great things, God. Dr. Martin Luther King did great things, God. Sojourner Truth did great things, God. Thurgood Marshall did great things, God. We thank you for the prophet and minister, Kaiser. We thank you for the end-time ministry that you've given him for such a time as this, that he'll be able to save nations and give you all the glory and all the praise. God, cause his soulmate to be connected so that they will be a three-strand cord with you, God. Husband, wife, and the Trinity. No separation, no frustration, no misunderstanding, but a connection that's unbreakable, unseparable. In Jesus' name we pray. We call all marriages to come subject to God and God alone. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, while we're still trying to get this thing online together, did we get it yet, Minister Kaiser? Okay, so Minister Kaiser's going to, we're going to hang up right quick and call back, and we'll have everything ready. So, Minister Kaiser, if you're on the line, just hold on.
Hey, Renee and Antoine, your lines are open now.
Say it again, Medigo.
I just letting you know your lines are open.
Okay. Are Thank we ready? You. Are you guys ready for me or?
Can you all hear me?
I can.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. Okay. Well, I assume it's past a prophet, you're going to be the speaker tonight, so we're ready and we're waiting, and our ears are tuned in. Whatever you have to say from the woman.
Yeah, we already did announcements also.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm putting it on mute now.
All right. So you guys are ready for me? Is that sounding about right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. All righty. Give me one slight second. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Just getting Facebook Live ready. For us today, so we can do that. Rock and roll like that. Facebook, what's going on? Blog Talk. Good evening to everyone who's on Blog Talk, and good evening to everyone who is coming on Facebook Live. It's been a while since we've done this. So, of course, as we normally do, we'll do Blog Talk Radio. We're going to also include our Facebook Live audience. And I thank God for another opportunity to be on here tonight and another opportunity to be on just Blog Talk Radio. I thank the Lord tonight to my Apostle James Farmer and Pastor Lori Farmer, to my mom, Apostle Sandra Thomas, Apostle Elect, Mr. Brandon Kaiser, Mr. Renee Kaiser, we just thank God for you guys. I'm going to, for the sake of time, go right into what we're going to share with you tonight. And for those of you who are, of course, looking on Facebook Live, of course, I'm going to ask you, if you will, do me a favor and share this. That would be absolutely awesome. I appreciate that. As we're getting ready and we're doing, just getting ready, I believe this is a season where God is getting ready to show up on our behalf. And I know a lot of people have a tendency to say things of that nature, but I believe that in this season, God's about to prove a point. And not for everybody. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. This isn't for everybody. You know, you're saying, Prophet, why would you say that? I believe this is a season where God's going to show up for those who have been consistent in what he said to us. Yesterday, I was challenged by a woman of God to do some things financially. And I very much so welcomed the challenge and the word of the Lord that came through this woman of God. Not because I knew I could do it, but Elder Marshall, Pastor Dolores Jones, God bless you. Hey, G-Mama, we're praying for you guys. Jermaine, what's going on, bro? I very much so welcomed this challenge simply because I believe God in this season is going to move on the behalf of my family. The Word of God challenged us to do some things for the next, if I'm doing the math right, it's October. So throughout the month of October, the entire month of November, and to go strong all the way to the month of December. And as I said earlier, I didn't take the challenge simply because I knew I could do it. I took the challenge because I'm going to take God at his word. Right now, I am the only, bless you, Pastor Janice Evans. I took the challenge because, as I said, I am expecting God to move on behalf of my family. And it cannot just be that I say God's going to move on behalf of my family. God, I feel you now. But it also has to be that my actions line up with what I believe that God's going to do. And so many times we say we believe God, we say we want God to move, but the only actions that line up with that are I'm jumping and shouting at church. But anything outside of a jumping and shouting and emotional thrill, our actions don't line up for that. So I, as my uncle would say, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. God, I believe you to show up and to show out in my finances. And so, therefore, if that means for the next 45 days, I'm going to trust you at a level that I already know is going to be difficult, then I already know. As a matter of fact, it had to start yesterday. The challenge started. It didn't start today. It started yesterday. Let me tell you why I believe God. Me and my wife gave in the first service that we had, and we gave all that we were able to give. Now, when I say all that we were able to give, we paid a bill on Friday that they have not taken out of our account as of yet. And so when we gave on yesterday, that was all the money that was left besides the money that's still pending for them to come out, okay? And so on second service, we were going to give again, and the woman of God brought a challenge which caused us to give more. And so my wife said, she said, honey, we gave all that we could give in the first service already. And so I said to her, simply give again. And it wasn't because this or that. Now, guess what? I had expected some money to come later on this week. But I found out it's not going to come. And so, my God, I hear you. And Pastor Janice, I'm believing God even for you that money that you guys need, because you're doing a great work on the south side of Chicago, and I'm believing God for you as well. That money that I expected to come this week isn't going to come. It's already been shut down even as a part of the challenge. And so therefore, even then, God began to challenge me. So the challenge happened right when she said the word. But because I believe God and because I need God to show up, I've got to accept the challenge. Oh, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Bless you, Jesus. Somebody on here, whether you're on the Blog Talk Radio or whether you're on Facebook Live, you've got to accept the challenge of trusting God in this season. Reason being is because where you are is not good enough. Where you are is beneath the promise that God gave you. Where you are is not sufficient enough for the promise. And I wasn't going to talk about this. I'm going to read the scripture that God gave me tonight, and I'm going to keep moving. But watch this. One of the things that God shared with me about Joseph and the reason why Joseph had to come out of his father's house is simply because his father's house could not house the promise that God had laid inside of him. And sometimes we are in places where it cannot house or cultivate the greatness that God has in us. God help me, Holy Ghost. Pastor Janice, I want you to grab a hold of that real quick. I don't mean to pick on you tonight, but I want to tell you, woman of God, where you are cannot house the greatness that God has in you. Hallelujah. The reason why some people are disconnecting from you, woman of God, the reason why some people don't understand where you're trying to go and cannot get what you're trying to do is because they cannot cultivate the greatness that God has in you. And sometimes if we're not careful, thank you, Lord, we will connect to people who are spiritual abortionists. They will kill the very thing that God has incubating on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And we have to know how to separate ourselves from people, not because they mean us any harm or not because they are haters or because they are against us, but simply because they don't have the capability to cultivate, hallelujah, or to incubate the baby that lies inside of us. Hallelujah. And you're pregnant with promise, and you're pregnant with purpose. And so therefore, if you're not careful, they will abort, they will kill what's inside of you simply because they don't understand how important it is. They don't understand what prenatal pills you've got to take. They don't understand how important it is for you to watch what you eat, for you to watch how you function. You may have to be on bed rest. You may have to eat certain things. You may have to change your culture in order to cultivate what God is saying to you, what God is doing for you, what God is doing in you. Hallelujah. And so then tonight, God began to share with me to go in to the book of Deuteronomy. And he began to share with me about how to share the forecast for our lives. And God began to share with me, and I don't want to hold you long because we're kind of running behind on Blog Talk Radio, that, but God began to share with me. He said, you have to remember what I've said about you. What kept Joseph so good, what kept Joseph so long was the simple fact that no matter what Joseph found himself in, God, he would be reminded, he would forever hold on to what God said to him. And many times we have issues in our lives, not because the devil's attacking us. That's what he's supposed to do. Not because you got haters in your life. You're supposed to have them. You need every Judas in your life. Hallelujah. You need, I'm going to say it again, you need every Judas in your life. You need every person who's going to backstab you to do so. You need every person who's going to run your name through the mud to do so. He told Judas, he said, do what you do and do it quickly. He didn't tell him not to do it. He didn't tell him I was your friend. He didn't tell him after all I've done for you. He didn't tell him I picked you like the 12. He didn't tell him you're supposed to be a man of God. He didn't tell him how dare you. He didn't tell him I put you over the money. He said to him, do what you do and do it quickly. In other words, Jesus understood, I picked you to betray me. I put you in that position on purpose, because if you don't betray me, I won't fulfill my purpose and my promise. I want to tell somebody tonight, if you don't have those haters, you cannot fulfill the promise that God and the purpose that God put on your life. They're supposed to talk about you. They're supposed to hate on you. They're supposed to backstab you. They're supposed to run your name in the mud. Even though you did all that stuff for them, even though you let them sleep on your couch, even though you gave them gas money, even though you paid a bill for them, even though you let them come into your house, even though you put yourself in a very peculiar situation to help them out, they're still supposed to do it because they've been ordained to do so. Hallelujah. He said, I ordained 12, and one of them was a devil. My God, today, I'm telling you, you got some ordained devils. Prophet, why in the world would you say a thing like that? Because there's a purpose on your life that's greater than the enemy's scheme and twist for you. Hallelujah. Don't you dare get distracted. Hallelujah. Don't you dare. Hallelujah. Don't you dare get bewildered by what, hallelujah, the ordained devil in your life is doing. He's there for a reason. That's why Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Hallelujah. He didn't say, though you backstab me, though you talk about me, though you pinch me or poke me or hit me or bump me or knock me down. He said, though you slay me. In other words, though you kill me. My God, today, though you kill me, yet, because when you slay something, you kill it. When you slay something, hallelujah, you kill it. Hallelujah. He said, though you kill me, yet will I trust you. Hallelujah. In other words, you're going to knock my God. I'm not going to just be knocked down. I may even die from this thing. But if I die, I'm still trusting you. Hallelujah. If I lose the very life I have, I will still trust you, because to live is Christ and to die is gain. In other words, if I die because of this, you're going to raise me up. If I die because of this, you're going to lift me up. If I die because of this, hallelujah, you are the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Though a man be dead, shall he live again. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody, don't worry about dying. Hallelujah. Look forward to living again. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I feel you down in my soul. Hallelujah. You're too worried about dying. You're too worried about looking bad. You're too worried about getting along with people. Hallelujah. You were not destined or programmed to get along with everybody. Hallelujah. You were destined for greatness, and everybody cannot be great. Let me move. Y'all don't like me tonight. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28 is going to be a little lengthy in the reading, but I promise you I am not going to be long tonight. Hallelujah. Forgive the tears in my eyes. Hallelujah. I just feel greatness happening, not getting ready to happen. I feel greatness happening. If you ever look in the Bible, you ever read your Bible, you'll find out every time something great was getting ready to happen, there was a storm happened. There was a breakage happening. There was a war. There was an uprising. Hallelujah.
hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, those of you who are looking on, bless you, Bishop Benson, those of you who are watching and your life seems to be in an uproar. Your life seems to be chaotic. It seems to be nothing. It seems to be going right. Just tap yourself and say, God, just getting me great. Ready for greatness. Hallelujah. God getting me ready for the next dimension in my life. Now, once again, I'm going to tell you again, because I'm not talking to everybody, because everybody ain't ready for greatness, because some of us are living a great salvation. And for those of you who are living what God told you to the best of your ability, those are the ones I'm talking to. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching blessings and miracles to people who are not living. My mother said, a nickel worth of dog meat. Yes, God does bless us all. Yes, God has grace and mercy for us all. But there was a certain line of blessings. There was a certain line of miracles. There were a certain lines of miracles and promise that only happened to those who walk up right before him. Hallelujah. Those who live to please him. My prayer is always, Lord, teach me to love what you love and teach me to hate what you hate. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Hallelujah. I just want to read a few verses. And it said, it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know the devil hate me right up and through here. I've had been charging all day. He got me twisted. Got me completely twisted. I'm still going to do it. If you would hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, I'm going to go there. I'm going there. He's not going to turn me around. Hallelujah. Got me mad twisted. That's how I know somebody needs to hear this. Hallelujah. It's plugged up and still won't stay charged. They got me twisted. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on my soul and forget all of his benefits. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord because I know the enemy hates my guts. And guess what? I don't like him neither. So bless Deuteronomy chapter 8, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord and to observe all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. Hallelujah. And all these blessings shall come to thee and overtake thee. Hallelujah. I'm going to, y'all, if y'all let me tonight, I want to read and talk and read. I'm talking to a few people who are on this live, a few people who will share this live and see this live later. God's blessings are about to overtake you. Now, those of you who know me, you know I'm not a blessing grab it like it's hot and pick it up when it's cold preacher, because I have an apostolic calling on my life. It's more of an order thing for me. But tonight, God began to share with me, to share with his people, I'm doing something for you that's going to blow your very mind. Hallelujah. I am doing something for you. I am putting pieces together. I am changing your DNA. I am altering your appetite. I'm cleaning your palate to change your taste, to change your desires. And they're getting ready to overtake you. Somebody just type, overtake me. They're getting ready to overtake me. Hallelujah. Bless you. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket in thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against him to be smitten before thy face. That's what I want to tell y'all. Don't worry about the haters. God's going to have them fall, but they've got to have their place. Many of you are trying to kill your haters way too soon. You're trying to let them fall way too soon. You're trying to make sure that they don't make it through, but you need them for a period of time. You need them to come through. They have to finish their course. And if you're not careful, you'll have a hater killed prematurely. Hallelujah. He said, but they're going to fall, but they have to finish their course. He didn't say prematurely. He's going to have them to fall. Those that rise up against thee shall be smitten before thy face. Hallelujah. They shall come out against thee one by one and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings in thy storehouse, Tyler, come here, baby. Store it in that shell, set it thy hand unto thee. Hand me that cord, sweetheart. And thou shalt set it thy hand unto thee. Hand me the whole thing. Pull the cord out. Hallelujah. And thou shalt set it thy hand unto thee. And thou shalt bless thee in the land which thy Lord God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, he that has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. I want to stop right there. I want to tell somebody, don't lose course. Don't you waver what you're doing. Sometimes when things aren't moving fast enough, we tend to try to change it because we feel like it isn't working. But God wants to teach us some endurance in this season so that to make sure that you obtain what it is that he says you're going to get. Don't you bend and don't you bow. Many of us miss the miracle of God because we lack consistency. You do this for a week, and if things don't change, you stop. You may do it for 2 weeks. If they don't change, you stop. But God is saying, be consistent. My prayer today, me and my wife prayed together today, and one of the things we prayed about was that God teach us in this season where we have to trust you to make sure that every fiber of my being says trust. Because sometimes my mouth can say trust, but my actions don't say trust. And it's inconsistent. So then we pray that today, not only because I don't want to do a church trust, I don't want to do a religious trust. God, I want to trust you in every facet of my being, that even when it seems crazy, everything about me says I trust you. My laugh, my cry, my response, my joy, my praise, my worship, my preaching, my playing, my parenting, my husbandage, if that's a word, my friendship, my sonship, my brotherhood, it says I trust you. I'm not going to penny pinch while I'm trusting you. I'm going to give wholeheartedly. Hallelujah. And so therefore, God is looking for us to be consistent. Because we'll say we trusted him after it's all said and done. Or we'll say we trusted him when a trial first started. Or we'll say we're trusting him in the midst of the lights being on us. But are you going to be able to trust him consistently? Because I need my inside to trust him. Because my outside will say trust. But I need my inside to portray trust in every way possible. I don't want to say I'm trusting him, and on the inside I'm scared, speechless. I need everything that I have, every fiber of my being to say trust. And that requires me to be consistent in his word. I need God's word to be a habit for me. God, I said something right there. I'm gonna turn my chair and say that one more time. God, I need your word to become habit. Prophet, why would you say, I need that my immediate response to be your word. I need my immediate reaction to be in your word. I need my immediate emotion to be in your word. I need that the very minute I look at something, I see it through your word. I shared with the people of God on yesterday in service that sometimes if you're not careful, your natural eye sees your situation first. And when your natural eye sees your situation, it immediately judges what it sees. But because you didn't see it through faith, your emotions and your reactions respond. But God, I need my first look to be through the eyes of faith. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I need the first look to be through the eyes of faith so that I don't utter anything out of my mouth that would be contrary to what you're saying for my life. Because sometimes if you're not careful, you will respond out of flesh. You get sick, so therefore you respond out of your natural man. And then the Bible says that in this flesh dwells no good thing. So in other words, in this flesh dwells no good thing, I cannot respond out of Antoine. I cannot respond. I got some family on here that know me for a long time. Brian, I can't respond from Twan or Shorty Twan, as y'all used to call me. I can't respond out of that. Cousin, I can't respond out of Twan from Proviso West. I got to respond out of Antoine that believes God. Hallelujah. I got to respond from the faith of God. In other words, I know what it looks like, but faith says I can do it. My natural eyes see sickness, but my faith says by his stripes I am healed. My natural eyes see no money, but my faith says my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My natural eyes say there's no way out, but my faith eyes say that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. My natural eyes see there's nobody around me to help me. I ain't got nobody. But my faith eye says when my mother and my father forsook me, then God took me up. I just want to encourage somebody. This is the forecast of God in your life. And many times, if you're not careful, you'll forget the forecast. You'll forget what God has already predestined for your life simply because you are looking through the eyes of flesh. You're looking from your personal experience, and guess what? You don't even know how bad God loves you. You don't know how wonderful he thinks you are. And so, therefore, you'll find yourself in a position where you are believing God through fear. You are believing God through fear. So here is, if you'll notice, that God gives real things with real effects. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want another spiritual blessing. I need God to manifest his glory in my life in the natural. Hallelujah. God, I want to see you work. I want to look through the eyes of faith and then see the natural manifestation of what you see in my life. Hallelujah. And if you notice, he puts the blessings before the curses. He didn't leave the curses out. I'm going to help somebody. Didn't leave the curses out. He made sure that you understood that along with these blessings are going to come some trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. He made sure that you understood, look here, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to call your blessings. The blessings will overtake you. But there are some trials with this thing. And so, therefore, we have to make sure that we understand that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. Because the man of God said, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. So, in other words, don't you find yourself weary because there's a trial there. You know what I had to learn, and we're going to get ready to close. What I had to learn, remember, is that when we were in school, you always had a test. Why do I always have a test? For every section you went through, for every chapter, there was a test. To make sure you learned what you went through, to make sure you learned what you were being taught. And depending on which class it was, that previous chapter would then lead to something in the next chapter that you had to remember. And we got to understand, beloved, that's the same thing in the spirit realm. The last chapter you went through is going to lead to you to help you to get victory and to maintain knowledge in the next chapter of your life. And so, therefore, I got to make sure I maintain. Stop going to church with no notepad. Stop going to church and not taking notes. And then not go get the CDs from the men and women of God. Go back and watch that Facebook Live. You need it. Don't just get up and jump and shout on Sunday then go home and not rehearse that word. Because you need it. You need it. We got to find ourselves in a place where we understand that what God has for me, I've got to maintain it. I've got to keep reminding myself what he said because I got a flesh mind. And in his flesh dwells no good thing. I am depending on my natural brain to hold on to spiritual revelation. That's crazy. I can't do it. Hallelujah. So therefore, I've got to make sure I maintain what God has said to me. If I've got to write it down, if I've got to, as Smokey said, write it down, take a picture, whatever you got to do. Video it, maintain it. Because my life depends on it. And I refuse to try to be so cool or put faith in myself that God didn't put in me. Hallelujah. He said, write the vision and make it plain. What are you writing? You're not writing nothing. You're not making sure that he told the Israelites, each tribe go get a stone. And the stones were to represent and to remind them of what they did, what they went through to come out of Egypt. In other words, God is saying, I want you to remind yourself. Because you need it. You need to know. You need to know what I said. You need to know, hallelujah, what I promised you. You need to know. Stop depending on your earthly mind to hold on to things. Because this is God's forecast for your life. A forecast is not just a prediction of the weather or of the temperature, or not just a prediction of how hot and cold it's going to be. But a forecast is a foretelling of not only the temperature, the outcome, and the response of what the weather will do in your area. Hallelujah. So God is saying, I don't want you just to know how hot or cold it is. I want you to know how to respond. I want you to know what to wear. I want you to know what the effects are going to be in your life. Hallelujah. And I just simply came on Facebook Live and blog talk with everybody to tell somebody, God has a great forecast for your life. But you got to make sure that you're dressing appropriately. Make sure you're in the right area. Make sure you understand what's going on. You just can't get up and go to church and jump and shout. But know what God is saying for your life. Hallelujah. He said, I wish above all that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Behold, I set before you life and death. He said, but choose ye life. Hallelujah. And I'm just telling somebody tonight, God's got great things for you. For those of you who are following his word tonight, it's happening right now. Hallelujah. Let me minister to somebody who's watching tonight. The things that you've been going through are not because you're off. The friends that you have been losing, not because you're not a good friend, not even because they're not a good friend. It's simply because God is changing your atmosphere. Hallelujah. The forecast is also about the atmosphere, and God is changing your atmosphere. Hallelujah. God is changing the condition around you. He's changing the temperature around you. He's changing the outcome of what's happening in your area. Hallelujah. And so don't get weary in well-doing. Stay consistent in what God is saying. Stay consistent in what God promised. Stay consistent in the precepts of God. And then watch God move. Don't you be wavered by what's popular or what seems to be cool or what people want you to do. Hallelujah. Don't you have a people's salvation. Because folk will send you straight to hell. Hallelujah. Everything that you're going to do is not going to be popular. Everybody's not going to agree with you. But understand that God has a plan for your life. And it may cause you to walk by yourself momentarily. Hallelujah. But I reckon that the present suffering cannot be compared to the glory. Hallelujah. And he that begun a good work is faithful and just to finish. So remain consistent in what God said to you. Hallelujah. Remain consistent in what God promised you. Because it's going to work out better for your good. I share with my wife today, the reason why I'm trusting God in this season and taking the woman of God at her word is because I need the outcome more than I need the comfort of what not doing it. I don't hear no, I'm finna. About to run. Y'all got to forgive me. I need the outcome of what God said for me more than I need the comfort of not trusting him. Because sometimes we want to stay comfortable. We want to remain in a place where we can, that we know exactly what's going to happen, how it's going to come out, and what we can and what we can't do. And so then we back away from the things that would cause us to trust God in a magnitude where we have no idea what the next check, what the next bill, what the next food, next outcome, where we have no idea where that's going to come from. And God is saying, trust me when you cannot trace me. Hallelujah. Because I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless you, Jesus. I've never let you down before, and I will not do it ever again. Hallelujah. I bless you, Jesus. Tonight, people of God, let's pray. Father, I give you praise and I give you honor. For those who are looking on tonight, Father, for those who are listening on, those who are on the internet, whether it be on the phone, whether it be through Facebook Live, whether it be through the internet, Father, I pray tonight that our faith be risen and challenged tonight to trust you beyond, hallelujah. Father, I pray that we be challenged to go to the eyes have not seen and ears have not heard dimension of our lives. That we tap into a resource of faith, miracles, signs, and wonders that we've never seen before. That, Father, we be in the position for our blessings to overtake us, name by name and one by one. Father, I pray for somebody who's under the sound of my voice who does not know how their bill is going to be paid. And, Father, I pray that you show up for them in the next 32 hours. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise right now. Father, I declare that those under the sound of my voice will see an influx of miracles, signs, and wonders. Because they trust you like never before. Father, raise our faith in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and I give you honor. Because I believe you like never before. Hallelujah. Father, I believe you like never before. I believe you like never before. Hallelujah. I believe you're going to heal my mother. I believe you're going to heal my brother. I believe you're going to save my loved ones. I believe you're going to save our president. I believe you're going to save our elected officials. I believe you're going to cover our children. I believe the murder in Chicago is going to cease and desist. I believe you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're covering the people who live in Puerto Rico. I believe you're covering the people who live in Houston. I believe you're covering the people who live in Miami. Father, I believe you that you're making ways and things are changing right now. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. Father, you arise and let your enemies be scattered. And the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name. It is so, and so it is. Believe it, beloved. Believe it, believe it, believe it. Declare to yourself, I will believe God with every fiber of my being. Do me a favor, share this tonight. Share with share with all over your pages. You can entitle it, I Believe God Like Never Before. Once again, my name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low.
Amen. Amen, Prophet. Thank you so much. Yes, the devil had been busy on tonight. He didn't want us to see you on Facebook Live. He didn't want us to be, on the Blog Talk. He didn't want the word to come forth on tonight. He didn't want you to speak into no one's life to let them know their forecast is changing from stormy, wet, and rainy and cloudy to a bright day ahead. I thank you for the word on tonight. I just know that on today is my birthday, and I was telling Apostle Elect earlier, I say, look at God, he has set me up to have ministry with Blog Talk on Monday night. So I thank him for my double dose, my double present on today. And I'm hoping that the lines are able to be open so that any and all could speak into the man of God's life on tonight and tell him how the word has blessed you all. I know it blessed me. Minister Brandon, is the lines open?
Yes, the lines are open.
Thank you so much. The lines are open, so if you want to just take mute off your phone and speak into the man of God's life, he's waiting, and we are too.
Hello.
prophet and harmless is Cecilia. Oh, my God, hallelujah. You blessed me on tonight. I don't know about anyone else. I can't speak for anyone else, but I needed that, to trust God. I needed the message about the storm. I needed that message about trying to kill my enemy before it was time. I mean, you blessed me. I truly, truly needed it. I had been praying and asking God for some things, and sometimes I was even like you. I had to be honest. I'm going to keep it real. I was annihilate them, obliterate them, I mean, move them. I was just asking God to do it. And then he did just what I needed him to do, but it wasn't how I thought it was going to be done. And neither was it when I thought he was going to do it. But I kept saying, God, I'm trusting you, and I am just so godly proud of you and just so blessed, because I needed this word on tonight, and I'm glad that no matter what happened, that you stood postured to bless us beyond anything we could ever ask or think from God, and I appreciate you, man of God, for obeying God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, woman of God, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on to the life of the man of God that spoke for us tonight?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. This is Sheila Kaiser. I want to first thank God for another blessed day of life, of joy, and to wish my sister Renee Kaiser Wright a happy birthday. And I'm asking the Lord to bless Prophetess Sandra Thomas, you know, to heal her and make it all well and good. And Prophetess Cecilia Kaiser, Pastor Brandon, I'm asking the Lord to bless all of us that's online. But Prophetess Thomas, whoo, you heard of Akel? You got one in tonight. I can say you hit it on the button, just knocked me out. People just have to understand. The weather is not under your control. It's under his, and the devil will try to make it circulate to his advantage. But you got to learn how to let him smile. As I tell my grandkids, the devil going to attack you any way or anyhow that he think he can. But don't bow down to him. Just stand up and let God guide me, and you can go ahead and go home. But this is one forecast you're not going to turn. I want to thank you for that message. And if don't no one else understand, you better replay it so maybe you can get the message. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and amen.
Thank you, Sister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the man of God's life, Prophet Twan? Okay, well, Prophet Antoine, did you have anything like a cheap plug you want to put in for whatever ministry you have coming up, services or anything?
Not as of yet, woman of God. We may be in Chicago in upcoming weeks, but we'll definitely share that with you when we get a little closer to that date, but nothing as of right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you to dismiss us in prayer, if you would please do that for us.
Indeed. Father, we just give you praise, and once again, we give you honor, Father, for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and our spirit has received. Father, I pray, even those under the sound of my voice, whether it be many or few, that, Father, I pray, thank you, Lord, that you open up a window, Father, your words, that you will pour out a blessing that we won't have room enough to see, receive. And so, Father, I pray for that supernatural miracle that will branch out into so many areas of our lives that we'll have to search the origin. And I give you praise and I give you honor for that. Father, I pray that this be the best birthday Sister Renee has ever had in her entire life. Yes. Father, I pray that you overtake her, Father, that you open up some windows, Father, not only for financial blessings, but, Father, there are some desires there for outreach. Father, I pray that you guide her feet on where to go, who to connect to, Father, for the influence that you put inside of her. Father, I pray for that godly influence to come alive as never before. In the name of Jesus. Father, not only just inside, outside of her house, but inside of her house as well. Father, I pray for godly favor through her speaking, that, Father, you're going to word her mouth on what to say, when to say, why to say, who to say it to, when not to say, and how long to say it. Father, I declare right now that you will give her the wisdom of Solomon concerning connections in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I praise you in advance for that. We continue to pray, Father, for our apostle, that you continue to touch her body. Father, we thank you for what you've done thus far. But, Father, we love you and we bless you and we trust you enough that we will not settle right here. But we continue to push for miracles, signs, and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we declare that tomorrow when we wake up, we will see a brand new blessing, a brand new miracle, a brand new outcome, Father, in the name of Jesus. I bless you and I give you honor, Father, for a mind-blowing experience this week. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, once again, a mind-blowing experience this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare it. I decree it. In the name of, I seal it. In the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, man of God. When you talk to your mom, Apostle Sandra Thomas, let her know, I drove and looked high and low for her because God had put on my heart to go and bless her. I was unable to catch her on yesterday, but let her know, I didn't come to stay. I just stopped by to drop off something for her. Tell her I'm looking for her. I'm looking to bless her. So I'm just saying to the rest of our audience, thank you all for calling in tonight, being patient with us, sitting with Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, a part of Smile 3E. We will be back next Monday from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an hour or however long the Word of God moves and the ministry moves. We want to say, also don't forget to call in on Fridays. Listen to our Elder Kathy Kendall speak on God Still Heals. On Sunday morning, I'm sorry, that's at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time for Elder Kathy Kendall. On Sunday morning with Minister Brandon Kaiser and Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time with Let's Talk. Don't you all dare forget to keep like they said all night, Apostle Sandra Thomas, Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine, because he said that he's doing something on purpose. Do not dare forget to keep them in your prayers. We also do not want you to forget our foundational scripture, which this ministry follows, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget your forecast is bright, shiny, and the promise of the sun coming out is everlasting life. Amen and good night. There's nothing you can do about it, but we love you with the love of the Lord. Amen.